Okay. So we are going to watch a video. The woman who is speaking is just a short, like a little 6-minute video. And then we'll have a little quick discussion afterwards. But this woman, Sarah Jobe, is a pastor and an author, and she had back-to-back pregnancies, and it was kind of a difficult season for her. And she felt like in that, though, that God showed her some really kind of important things about co-creating with God, that He is the ultimate creator, and He creates life through women, through us. And so she just has some really cool things to say, so I wanted us to watch this video, and then we'll discuss a little bit afterwards.
Mothering with God the Father. Mothering with God the Father. And it's about the way that the work we do in pregnancy matches up with the work that God, the Creator, God the Father, is doing in the world. Eve is the first woman in Scripture to give birth. And when she gives birth to little Cain, she exclaims, "I have created a man with God." And it's this miraculous and joyful exclamation, and it's particularly joyful if you know what's come before, right? Because right before, Adam and Eve have eaten the apple, they've gotten kicked out of the garden, and God has literally just said that women will come to have trouble and pain in childbearing. If you've given labor yet, you know that some of that will be involved. You know that there is some pain, whether you choose to call it pain or pain with a purpose or groaning. It's not the most comfortable experience. And so we expect Eve, here in this very next story, the story of giving birth, to say something to indicate that that's true, right? To show that God's curse, that God's words were brought to fulfillment. We get nothing about Eve's groaning. We get nothing about the pain of labor. Instead, Eve exclaims, "I have created a man with God." And from the very first, she establishes that this work of labor, this work of delivery, this work of bringing new people into the world is the same kind of work that God is all about. In Genesis 4, when Eve says this, all we know about God is that God is creator. God is one who brings new life into the world from dust and breath and God's own work. And then we see Eve doing that same sort of thing. And the joy of it turns her curse into blessing. I found that when I realized that, the joy of being involved in God's work, the awesome wonder of being a co-creator with God, help turn my curses, my problems, my sciatic nerve pain into blessing as well. And once I began to see that, I could see all sorts of details about how I was partnering with God. So the way that we love our kids, the way that we know how they hiccup in our stomachs, which foods make them hiccup, the way we know that this particular bump is actually a knee and not a foot, and this particular bump is an elbow, the way we can begin to tell as we get used to it whether they're facing up or down at that particular time, the way that we look at their ultrasounds, and even in that little miniature alien-looking black and white photo, we can tell that they have our nose and our partner's eyes and our mother-in-law's hips, right? Has anybody looked at their photo that way? We delight in the details of our children, and we don't just delight in the things that they do well, right? My child having my mother-in-law's hips is not a particular virtue, but it's something unique to her. This combination of characteristics is unique to her, and I love that combination of characteristics. It wasn't until I became a mother and I started to love in this way, even before my children came out, that I started to love this unseen little person in extreme detail, that I realized that God loves us in the same sort of way. that God loves every hair on our heads and numbers them, that God has created us and known us while we were in our mother's womb, that God likes the things about me that aren't actually good characteristics, right? I know that God loves it when I, you know, pray in the mornings, when I'm faithful, when I make it to church on time. But does God love the way my mouth turns up when I'm thinking? Does God love the way I get frustrated and the things that I get frustrated about? Well, the book of Job suggests that yes, God does. If you remember the book of Job, Job is frustrated. He's frustrated with his life. It doesn't seem fair. And he calls out to God for a response. And instead of a response, God goes on a chapters-long diatribe about the details of God's creation, the good, the bad, and the ugly. God imagines this mother stork and delights in the way that this mother stork sort of flies across the earth with speed, but then also says, you know, that mother stork also steps on her own eggs and crushes her young. But God says it with full delight and then moves on to delight in God's next creature. And this is God's response to Job's cry, "Do you see my pain? Do you care about me?" And God says, "I care about you. I care about the details of all my creation in mind-boggling detail and love that is hard for you to understand. It was hard for me to understand until I got pregnant and I started doing it about this tiny little person that I couldn't even see yet. And now knowing that God loves me in that way, in the same way I love my children, has transformed my life." Mothering with God the Father. Mothering with God the Father. And it's about the way that the work we do in pregnancy
All right, so I just want to kind of highlight a few things that she said in the video. And the first thing I want to highlight is, just for the fun of it, I pulled up Genesis 4:1. And read all the variations, the different transcriptions or interpretations of that scripture. And let's just read through some of them. They're very interesting. It says, the NIV, she said, "With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man." In the New Living Translation, it says, "With the Lord's help, I have produced a man." The ESV, "I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord." The ASB, "I have gotten a man-child with the help of the Lord." And the NET, "I have created a man just as the Lord did." I mean, and we didn't even put all of them on there. And they were all very unique. And if you just look at some of these words, you know, "With the help of the Lord, I've brought a man, I've produced a man, I have gotten a man, and I've created a man." And so, you know, a couple of things I wanted to highlight is that, you know, I really like what she said, how, you know, talking about in Genesis, how they've literally just, Adam and Eve have just, you know, been basically cursed by God for making sinful choices. And God says, "You're going to have pain." And then, like, the next scripture says, she had a baby. And she's not even talking about the pain. She's talking about the creating with God component of it. And I am assuming that if God curses you, she was in pain. She didn't have any, you know, anesthesia. She didn't have no epidural. But that's not what she focused on. She focused on being a co-creator with God. That God is a creator and we get to be a part of God's own work. And that the joy that Eve had for the work that she did in bringing life into the world, that she saw it as a blessing, I think is pretty special. So I have a question for us. How do we as people join in the work with God, turning the world's curses into blessings, just like Eve did in giving birth to Cain? So there are bad things in this world. The world is full of sin and death and decay and all these things that are because of the original sin, you know, the fall of Adam and Eve. But we get to participate with God in turning those curses into blessings. So where have you seen that in your life? Feel free to share. All right, so the next question, I'll go with the statement she made first. I really liked what she said about how God loves us in extreme detail. He even loves the things about us that aren't necessarily good characteristics. So how does that strike you when you think that God loves like the most unlovable parts of ourselves? How does that make you feel? I mean, we are all God's creation, right? He created us this way. We see ourselves as flaws. We can point our flaws out usually pretty easily. Not all the time. Some of them we're a little less aware of. But that he likes us, flaws and all. That's pretty amazing. But how does that strike you? How does that make you feel? You go home today, you go about the rest of your Mother's Day. What do you take from that with you? That God loves the unlovable parts of us. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think in that process, in a way, we're co-creating with God, right? We're allowing him to take those parts of us that need a little work on and allowing him to create us into new people. And so that's co-creating with him, for sure. So what about the pain of pregnancy or childbirth that she brought up? Do you feel like God sees your pain? What does that have to do with being a co-creator with God? Does he see our pain? Do you feel like he sees your pain? This could be physical or emotional or, you know, whatever.
I think he sees it, but it's all
right. Yeah. Right. I mean, there's so much in life that is painful in the process, right? But then we come out of it the other side. Just like, you know, Corinne was saying with pregnancy, having a baby. And we get to see, oh, we created something with God. So, any other thoughts on just being a co-creator with God? I think for me, you know, the biggest takeaway after I've now seen this video a few times, is just that, you know, we are co-creating with God every time we're doing good, every time we're loving people well. We're serving our community. We're serving our family. Every time we do that, we're co-creating with God. We're you know, taking the sin of the world to Jesus, and he's already taking care of it. But it's just the bringing the love into the world that so desperately needs it. And so, you know, I like the concept that she brought here. I like the correlation that she made with pregnancy and birth and the pain and Eve and all of that. And just think, you know, we get the opportunity to co-create with God every single day. We get opportunities to do that. And it's not a hard thing. It's an easy thing, really. You know, it's just being aware of it and, you know, making it a priority. And so I liked this video a lot. She has another one that hopefully we'll get to watch another time where she talks about more specifically. She makes a correlation between the church and how it, I don't know how she does, it's pretty amazing, but, you know, the pregnancy and how it correlates to the church and the church's role in the world. It's really, like, beautiful. So, anyways, I like this video. I hope you guys liked it too. I'm going to say a prayer for us and then we can be released to go about our day. So Lord, we thank you so much for co-creating with us. Lord, I thank you so much that you love each of us in extreme detail. That you even love the things about us that aren't very lovable. I thank you that you created each of one of us to be individual and unique in our own way. And Lord, I pray that as we go out this week and we go and we live our lives, that you would give us opportunities to be co-creators with you, to bring your love into this world, to be people who serve and to care for others. And so, Lord, I thank you so much for this. And Lord, I pray for a special blessing for the women that are here today, and that they would feel blessed. And for those of us who have suffered through the pain of pregnancy and childbirth, Lord, and we've come out the other side and we've seen the incredible blessing of it, Lord, I just pray that today would be full of joy, and that we would just be so grateful for our many blessings. So we thank you for this day. We thank you for these women and for the children that have come from it. And we give you this day, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.